says, I'm the covet of the eye, but in no wise, and in no way cast out. He says, for I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. That tells me that it's the will of God that all that Jesus called may come to him, and it's the will of God that Jesus cast none of them out. And he further says, and this is the Father's will which has sent me, but all that he has given me, I shall lose nothing, but raise it up again, shall raise it up again at the last day. He says, and this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone receives the Son and believe upon him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. In John's Gospel, chapter 10, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ says this in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. These two verses are words spoken directly by the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God, with his own mouth and words, spoke these words of great assurance to his people. To let us know that he is the one that will draw people to himself. And that when he draws, we shall come. And when we come, we will not be cast out. And he will lose nothing, but he should raise it up again at the last day. That's an encouraging and comforting message to know that God, who foreknew us before this world began, will at the last day raise us from the graves, and body, soul, and spirit, we shall go into glory and be presented by the Lord Jesus Christ to God his Father, and there we shall be perfect and complete, and we shall be glorified in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, we believe that all the elect of God shall be preserved in grace by the power of God and never fall away. There are a lot of views regarding this subject. There are those that believe in a version of what we call preservation. They would call it perseverance and holiness, meaning that so long as a child of God perseveres or continues in a holy walk, then they'll be with the Lord in glory. Now, when you try to nail down somebody on that subject, they will admit that God does preserve his people. They can't avoid some of the verses of the Bible that teach that, and so here's what they will say. That if a person does not continue in a godly walk before God, then the reality must be they never really were a child of God to begin with. Well, the Bible addresses that. There are many occasions in the Word of God where children of God who clearly displayed they were children of God, they slipped and they fell in this world. They quit following the Lord. They abandoned the gospel. They abandoned faithfulness. They abandoned the Lord and discipleship. That doesn't mean that God abandoned them. They abandoned God, but God will not abandon them. And thank God that our home in heaven is not based upon whether we abandon God or whether we're faithful to God, but whether or not God will abandon us. And the Bible is clear that he shall not.
Spirit's influence on Saul left him. And God, who had guided him and God, who had been with preserve the heavens and the earth. 2 Peter chapter 3 teaches this. It uses the word reserve. Now, preserve and reserve, there's a little bit of difference to it. But in the two definitions,